Is that taxi? So we.
We used to pray. We have many necessary things. We have many things that's very desperate in need in our life. But as soon as we pray, we don't get the answer immediately on the spot. That's the reason why.
That's a good one. That's the reason is that the testing is to strengthen your faith, not to weaken it. He wants to make sure you rejoice in his will more than anything. Because otherwise you might make compromise on your heart. If God gives me 5 new members in the next month, then I know God is with me. I would suggest that's not the best prayer. What about, you know, face your discouragement? God hasn't brought many people to faith lately. But maybe you remember the parable of the sower. And that word of it comes in, and you believe that one day God's going to bear much fruit. So instead of just asking or demanding 5 to prove God's there, you humble your heart like Jesus, whatever your will is.
But
then bring that scripture to light. I want to bear much fruit. 50, 100, 150. I don't know how to preach the gospel very well, but Lord, you can do marvelous things. You do them in your time. I find, like it says in Ephesians 3, that what God will provide is often much greater than anything we could ever ask or imagine. And the reason is because he wants to show his glory. And so, yeah, we have a humble prayer, and we trust our prayer to the Lord. But like Jesus, I say, but whatever happens, Lord, I just want to see your love go out to the people. And maybe God will put 1 or 2 members in your church that you know you need to pray for, because you, all of a sudden you believe God's going to mightily use them to preach the gospel. Have longer times of prayer where you're meditating on his word, and he will bring more thoughts of his will to your mind.
Amen.
Tomorrow, ကျွန်တော်တို့ဓမ္မဟောင်းကျေးဇူးကိုကြည့်တဲ့အချိန်မှာမိုးစေတို့ပြီးတော့ဒီလိုဇေရမယအတို့ကဘုရားတခင်ကသူတို့ကဘုရားတခင်ကငြိမ်ငြိမ်ကြရတယ်ဆွေးကောက်တဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်တယ်ဘုရားကဇေရမယဆိုသူတို့အမိဝတ်အမိရဲ့ဘိုက်ချ်ကနေသူတို့ဘုရားတခင်ကရွေးမကောင်းဘဲနဲ့ဘုရားတခင်အလိုလိုမရှိဘဲနဲ့မရွေးကောက်လို့လည်းအဖို့ဆောင်ကြတော့ဘာသာမှာမထိုးထောင်းနိုင်တာမှာအဲ့ဒါကဘုရားတခင်ရဲ့အလ 제 거 타는 우리 시잖아. 다 마마 거기 그 다이가 룰루야더라. 에라 룰루삐 구마베 룰루야더라. 에라 제또 타침 시베네 고이 안와 싸웠다. 고이 시고이 룸나라 다마 아묘묘 아프고네 성에 자루 아프고 다가나가 어미드나 어메 아게네 시고
That's why you ask about the calling, predestined. Does God have a special calling to some people and to some people to become ordinary? For example, Jeremiah and Isaiah, we have been taught by the Bible that they have been called since they were in their mother's womb. So now everybody wants to serve the Lord, wants to start out the ministry and something. So, if we do not receive that, without receiving the special call from God, people are not serving. So, is it the reason that churches are not prospering and churches are not growing? And is there any special calling for some people and different calling from another?
Mm. There's absolutely special callings for God for those coming into ministry.
아무도 언론가 제가 러비아킹아 두 코에칸 마타레 리아로 시바레.
But sometimes it's not very strong like Isaiah or Jeremiah.
칼레차로 아라 예미게도 아용하노 코에칸 치마데도리아 아이사에게 안무치메로 넘스로바.
아이부도 다이나네 도바. It has to do with the kind of service God is calling us into.
야타킹아 저로고데 안유사 에미치 노사나 코레스라네 레사이바.
If we need God's special revelation to call us, then He will do that. But some people open up to Isaiah 6, so send me. And they say, yes. And it's important for us to see it's the Word of God that generates faith for that ministry. I started by talking about Gideon. He had no faith. He was in a pit, you know, chaffing wheat. That's the worst place to do that. But when God's word came to him, it began to change him and give him courage and direction. So it's best not to worry about direction or something. It might be 3 years, you say, here I am, send me.